report on Brother Ron Johnson. He called me last night from Seattle. His wife is in the cancer center up there in Seattle, and the cancer she has is she's got a tumor behind her knee cap, and they thought that it was probably already into her lymph nodes and spread into other parts of her body. They did tests on her this past week, and it has not spread, and it's contained. And in fact, they're not sure. They think it's malignant, but they said it could still be benign. But they are going to have to do surgery to remove the tumor. And it has, you know, there's a lot of nerves right in there, and so it's pretty strategic surgery and it's serious. So he wants us to continue to pray, but he wanted us to give us a report that it's better. They've got a better report than they were expecting. And so he said he feels like God's working. And he said, I feel like, you know, I want y'all to keep praying. And he said he'd give us a report just as soon as he had more to report to us. I told him I'd get a hold of Brother Livermore and get Brother Livermore up there to visit him in the hospital. So, and I was telling him, I said, there's a place there you can go to church when you're, you know, you can get away from the hospital. So, he said it's a big, spread out hospital, something like MD Anderson is in Houston. It's a really big complex. In fact, you have to take shuttle bus from some parts of it to the other, he said. So, pretty spread out, so he asked me to give Brother Livermore his phone number so he could kind of help him to know how to come and visit him. But anyway, keep him in your prayers. It sounds like that the Lord is helping. So remember that. Sister Ariel, you want to tell us who your friend that you have with you today? Who is that? Your cousin in Montana. Like the state of Montana? All right. Where's she from? From where? Benton, Arkansas. You got a cousin right here in Benton, Arkansas. All right. Well, maybe she'll start coming regular. She looks like she can fit into this. And I'm glad she's not from Montana. She just name is Montana. All right. Praise God. Let's see what the Lord has for us here today. It's good to have Brother Hess from Cincinnati Church in Cincinnati, Ohio. Yeah. Brother Gillespie and Brother Rick Moore is watching over that church right now. They don't have a pastor right at this time, but church has been in the body a long time. Anyway, we're glad to have him. He's got a sister, Shirley Blevins. She's been here a few times. And that's his sister. And he's got a daughter and a son lives in this area too. So he ought to be coming to see us more often than what he is, looks like to me. Anyway, we're glad to have you, Brother Hess. God bless you. Good to have your visitation. All right, let's feel on the Lord here today.
I'm just really thankful that I've been given an opportunity to be able to worship with the body of Christ. I've been around the body a number of years. I've had family that's been in the body a number of years, and so I did. I seen Brother Smith at the convention center in the summer here, and I promised him that if I got down this way, I'd definitely stop in and say hey. And you know, it's always good to go to and feel comfortable. You know, around group of people. You know, sometimes you go someplace, you feel strange. You know, there's a lot of faces I don't know, and probably a lot of them have never seen me. But, you know, it still makes you feel at home when you're in among God's people. So, you know, I really wanted to thank the Lord for being able to be here, protecting us on our trip. I got a sister that lives in Cabot and son that lives in Sherwood. So, you know, I don't get down this way that often, but I'm about 2 years from retiring, and I've already got a place to stay, and my son's trying to talk me into coming down here. So, you know, you just never know what the Lord's got in store for you. But, you know, I'm really glad that the Lord has kept his hand on me over these years. And, you know, as the song was saying, you know, just a touch, you know, is sometimes all we need. You know, when the crippled man was by the pool of Siloam, he just, you know, so many times he tried to get to the pool just to get that touch and healing that he needed. But when Jesus walked by, that's all he needed. He just needed that hand put on him and raised him right up. So, you know, I'm really glad to be able to be here today, and I thank you all for the warm welcome. I feel at home, and you know, the Lord's with us. He's guiding us and keeping us going. So really glad to be here tonight.
Sister Elder here. She came down to celebrate the holidays with us, but thank God that she loves God enough that she comes to church every time. She would go to Republic, she never missed church, and it's the same way here, and we appreciate her and her family. I'd like to take us to prayer and to receive the offerings. Those that were in Bible study heard about Sister McGowan, car got washed off the road this morning, and Sister McGowan's okay. Her car is I don't know what happened to it, but it's underwater. We need to pray for the McGowan family. Thank God she's okay. Thank God that the Lord kept his hand on her. She had to be rescued, and she's home, and she's all right. What other prayer requests do we have this morning? It's good to see Sister Rice and Sister Wilkins here too. We always pray for our elderly people. We need to keep praying for Brother and Sister Dodson. Let's keep praying. It's been a while since they've been here. I'd like to see them sitting. Is he? Good. Well, that prayer's answered then. Let's keep praying for them. I'd like to see them here every service. Sister Elsie. Remember Sister Elsie's family. Yes. Yes. Ray and Susan Weaver, let's pray for them. There are several that are gone right now. I guess Brother Andrew and Sister Brittany are still down in Dallas, making their way back. And the Fisher family, I don't think they're back yet from visiting. Let's pray for them. God will give them traveling mercy. What else do we have? Special unspoken request for Sister Fisher. Yes. Anything else?
In February the 10th, 11th, and 12th. And honestly, I don't know how we're going to do it. Just know that the time comes, we'll be there and we'll do something. We'll do it. There's so much preparation that needs to be done, and I really need your prayers, because it's pretty costly, and just having to trust the Lord for the money to come in to do it. He's always provided for us, but it's and then I've got a situation where Brother Elias Cipriano lost his building and some time ago. And his church moved in with Brother Green's church, which I had felt for a few years that they needed to put those two churches together, which y'all know something about that. It's difficult, especially in the same city. But it's working good, you know. I mean, they didn't do it, but they didn't have a place to go, so they had to do it. But we're going to lose the building we're in that they're both in now. The people's let us know that they really want us to buy it, but it's just more money than it's worth. We could build a building a lot nicer for a lot less money. And but to have a place to go between now and then, and I've got it. I keep putting them off, but I put them off about as long as I can put them off. Think we're going to lose that building if the Lord doesn't do something. And so I'd like for you to really pray God would help us during this time of the meeting, and then this situation about a building. I'm wanting to buy land and help them get a building built, but we've got to have a place to worship till then. So pray that God would make provisions for that. I'm sure the Lord's hand's in this. Still, you got to look for what to do and try to find the will of God and His direction in it all. So be in prayer for that with us, please.
All right. Sister Rhonda. Appreciate that church opening the doors and having that good, wonderful time of fellowship Friday. Wasn't that wonderful? I enjoyed it. Any other prayer requests?
Sister Wilkins.
Pray for that. Can we have the ushers come forward?
Brother Durham, also Brother Brett is going to visit Richie Terrell in prison maybe later today. He's been corresponding. Several of the people here, I think, know who he is. He's I'm sure he would appreciate everyone's prayers. Also, Sister Elsie's nephew, Corey Prust, is in Farmington Prison Institution, and I talked to him yesterday on the phone. He seems like his spirits are high, and he has a mandatory release in July of this next year, so keep praying for him. He's going to school and taking some courses, and so just keep him in your prayers. God would help direct his steps. Keep Leanna in our prayers, too. So remember that. Sister Abraham's got a request, too.
Sister Abraham. All right.
Special need.
All right. All right, why don't we stand? Let's take these prayer requests to the Lord, and then we'll receive your tithes and your offerings. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for your goodness. God, appreciate, Lord, that we come together in your name, God. We want to lift all these prayer requests up before you, Lord, for those that need a touch in their body, God. God, we know that you're more than able to meet these physical needs, God. And for those that are struggling in you, God, would you help them, encourage them, Lord. all these things, God. We need your help, need your covering, need your direction, need your guidance, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, you're a good Lord, and we know you love us. We know your hand's upon us, God. Cover us. Glory to God. God, bless this offering. Lord, use it. Lord, multiply it. Help us the rest of this service, God. We need your help, Jesus. God, for all these needs in the Dominican Republic, God, for Brother Green, Brother Ciprian, God, help them in this meeting coming up in February, God. Open doors, Lord, for them. Cover them. Guide them. Direct them, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. All right.
Thank the Lord for a wonderful morning, I feel like, already. And to me, it started in Bible study. It was so wonderful to hear the words that we received this morning, and trying to grasp everything you can and apply it to your life. I've been trying to really work on thanksgivingness and thanksgiving and forgiveness, since I felt like the Lord had touched my heart several weeks back, and so I've been really trying to focus on even some of the littlest things that, you know, to be thankful for. And this morning, I'm sorry, I've been fighting this. It started last Sunday, and I thought I had fought it off, but it hit me really good yesterday. But I want the Lord to know how thankful that I am. I'm not thankful enough, and I know that. But I want him to know how much I appreciate him, how much I appreciate his the ministry, how much I appreciate our church here, how much I appreciate each one of you. But I was, Brother Smith was talking this morning, and he brought out, I guess out of everything he said, the word that hit me the most was exalted, you know, and that how I believe he said that some minister, I don't want to get it out of context here, but how if we're not careful, if I'm not careful, I could get so exalted that I wouldn't listen to the ministry. I would get to the point to where I would think I didn't need them. And that just, you know, I thought, oh, Lord. You know, it kind of hit me, because I thought, you know, I strive my very best, you know, to do what God wants me to. I try daily to listen to God. You know, sometimes I get up and I get ready to go, and I've got my little list all planned out of what I'm going to do for the day. But there are days that God just takes me, and I don't know why, and I don't know how, but several weeks ago, I had met Mom and Cersei for a doctor's appointment, and I was going to make a couple of stops back on my way back to some things I wanted to do, and I got a roadblock. You know, I thought, well, I better call this place, because it was a Monday, and I thought, some businesses that stay open on Saturdays are closed on Mondays, and so I thought, you better call this business and see if they're open before you swing by there. Just some little out-of-the-way places I like to go just to relax. And they weren't open. They did answer the phone, and, you know, he says, no, we're closed today, and we'll be back. We'll be open tomorrow. And I thought, well, I'm not going to be coming back this way tomorrow. And so there was one more place on my list I wanted to stop. And I thought, well, now this place is closed. I better check with this place. And sure enough, it had closed. But something had touched my heart in between about stopping by and seeing a sister and their family. And I thought, okay. So I passed the exit, and something just kept saying, call that business. And so I did. And they were closed. And so I thought, okay, God, I got this one. So the next exit I took, I backtracked, and I looped right back around, and I made a stop and called and asked if it was okay if I stopped by. And when I left, I knew that I had diverted from my plans and done what God had wanted me to do that day. So I never want to get so exalted or get on such a my will, you know, destination that I don't hear what God wants me to do for that particular day. And that's happened to me several times, you know. I'm a planner, I'm a, a programmer, I'm an organizer. But through it all, God has helped me to make sure that that's okay. That's okay for you to be prepared, you know, not to waste your time, to be prepared. But then don't get so one-tracked or so self-tuned to what you want to do or so exalted within yourself that you don't hear what he may need you to do. He could have used anybody. But that particular day, he chose me to go by and show my love. I'm a giving person. And it's hard for me to watch people that need somebody. And they might just need you for that one day. You might be that one person for that one day. You might be that one hug or that one phone call away from keeping them from going over the edge. My family didn't, when Brother Smith was talking this morning, I don't know if there are any Holy Ghost descendants in my family, Brother Smith. My dad's not, and my grandmother's not, before she passed away on my dad's side. And I'd kept her for a little bit, and she'd come with me, and she told me, she goes, I remember going to some places when I was a little girl, you know, it was kind of like tent revival things, you know, they'd go and listen to the music, but that's as far as I got. And so when you were talking this morning about living up to what you know, what you can, what you should, what you know, it really hit me, you know, because I thought, who in my past has lived up to give me this opportunity, to give me this chance? My dad does not have the Holy Ghost, but I'm going to tell you, he has been a good, godly man to hold on to God's hand for me and my sister. And I know he got that from my grandmother. But still yet, what happened? You know, what mercy did God bestow? Who laid up mercy for me? Who lived? And then that really hit me because of Brother Paul and my children. I thought, oh God, and our grandchildren. And I thought, Lord, whatever your plan is for them, let me do my part to help them succeed, to help them see, and to help them come this way. You know, whether it be me or whether it be somebody else that reaches out to them at some point in their life, however he deals with them, doesn't matter to me. You know, I just want him to deal with them and bring them this way. You know, I want him to open their eyes and see that what's out here in this world, it is scary. It is, I mean, as a parent right now and looking back, and my little Cody is, you know, he's going through some little things. He's 10 years old and he's wanting to grow his hair. And at Christmas time, a couple of people in the family said something about it. And I thought, oh God, thank you that this is all he's wanting to do. You know, when I look at the piercings and the tattoos, and I thought, that if that's all he wants to do is grow his hair a little long, that's okay, you know. But I know even if it goes further, even if it gets so out of hand, I know God can save anybody. He can bring anybody. And I appreciated seeing Sean and his girlfriend. And Sister Dolores, to me, they're just doing what I would have done if that was going on when I was a teenager. You know, Brother Paul and I was talking about when our boys were growing up, all they did was dye their hair orange or green or purple or something. And I didn't have the wisdom to see that if that's all that they're doing, they're not killing people. I mean, it could be so much worse. So when I look at a situation, I don't want to look at what I think is pleasing, but I want to look and see, God, what's there? What's there that you can use? What's there that I need to see to focus on to help them meet the hurdle they need to meet? Because I've got hurdles in my life. I've knocked some of them down. I didn't jump them too good, But God let me get back up. He let me get back up, and he helped me to make another chance. And he'd really been dealing with me, or maybe I've been dealing with myself, but I've been really thinking about we're closing out a year here, and I don't want to make resolutions, I just want the Lord to know that I want to be willing to change and to do his will more than what I have done. Don't feel like I'm, so often left field that, I need the rod of iron to bring me back. But I want the Lord to know how much I appreciate him for whoever laid up mercy, whatever happened to bring me this way, because I know that the doors are going to open. And there's people out here that are going to be saved and bless their hearts. The world, the drugs, the alcohol, whatever they've gotten involved in, is going to have them so twisted and so warped. But you know what? God can change. God can take anything and do anything with anybody he chooses. When I came this way, I had just quit being a marijuana dealer and a pot smoker. That sounds kind of, I don't think I've ever even told you that, have I? When I came this way, I helped sell it, and I done my part of smoking it. But I had reached, God started dealing with me. I know it sounds crazy, and in today's time, if that's all I was doing, whew, man, I would feel blessed because of what I see that they're doing now. But God started dealing with me. And he took my daughter and her appendix ruptured. And it was bad. She'd been in pain, but we just thought it was a stomach virus. And by the time that it rolled around, she was septic. And I had made a commitment to the Lord that if you'll touch my daughter, I'll serve you. Well, at that same time, my spouse and I we just gotten sick of it. We just got sick of people calling us wanting it. We just got sick of people showing up at the door wanting it. We just got sick of it. And I made that commitment, and God held me to it. And that was in 1986. So, for my time, that's what we did when we were out in the world. At that time, basically, that's all there was. There might have been a few other things, but we never got any further than we did. There is hope for every one of us. And I want the Lord to know that the ministry here has helped me so much. So much, because if I hadn't have come through them doors, and if I hadn't have been willing to listen to Brother Lineker and Brother Weiniger and now Brother Smith, I might still be one of those out there. And God only knows where it would have took me to this point. But I want him to know that I appreciate him. He has took my life and just really turned it around.
Sister Elder with several songs she's written in the body. Y'all probably sung some of them, didn't know she wrote them. Cindy's got that torch passed to her. She's writing songs now. Might even get their granddaughter to help. I don't know.
Best for me, and now.
just trust in me.